Lose Your Inhibitions, Hold Me Tight Tonight by Jayhawk, read by Petica. Summary. Chris gets an intimate massage gift card for his birthday. Author's notes. Written for Miss Maggie May, who asked for hand and freckle porn over at the ONDT-AI charity drive to benefit Haiti. Due to my advanced psychic abilities, I interpreted this to mean she wanted 8K of completely shameless porn that doesn't really fit the bill. Sorry, wifey, you know I love you. Chris gets the gift card for his birthday. It's the band's idea of a joke, he thinks. Lose your inhibitions, the card boasts in swirly black script. Our intimate massage packages will stroke you inside out. He's pretty sure the inside out part isn't a joke, and just looking at it makes his cheeks flush. Will you do it? Adam asks during one of their late night rambling conversations. I don't know, Chris says, cheeks heating up, even though Adam is half a continent away. I think you should, Adam says. It'll be good for you. Chris snorts. Of course Adam thinks he should go for the inside-out erotic massage. He probably does that kind of thing all the time, and doesn't even have to pay for it. You have a show in Vegas next week, right? Adam continues, as if Chris offered some actual input. You could do it then. Chris's cheeks burn, and he stares up at the ceiling, wondering what it'd be like to have a complete stranger touching him all over. He doesn't even do one-night stands. Isn't that kind of illegal anyway? He asks. Adam laughs. It's Vegas, baby. They're always towing the line. The conversation moves on to other topics after that, and Adam doesn't bring it up again. But in Chris's mind, a seed has been planted. It's been almost a year since the divorce. Katie's already met someone new, and Chris still hasn't got to the rebound sex. Maybe he does need to lose his inhibitions. The massage parlor is fancy. All white marble, gold fixtures, and thick red rugs. It's nothing like Chris expected it to be, and he spots no fewer than three celebrities as he makes his way through the lobby towards the front desk. He looked the place up before booking his appointment. It's really more of a spa, and the intimate massages only get a side note on a side page on the website. If he hadn't been looking for it, he might never even have found it. Besides, the information seemed to be more geared towards couples looking to spice up their love life, and the only thing Chris took away from it was the promise about 100% secrecy. The receptionist smiles when he gives his name and hands over the gift card, telling him to take elevator 2 to the top floor for his special treatment. She winks when she says special treatment, and Chris flushes bright red, thinking that's terribly unprofessional of her. His shoes make no sound on the thick rug as he crosses the floor, and the elevator is so golden it's almost blinding. He doesn't even have to press the button for himself. There's a solemn-faced young man in a red suit doing the honors. Possibly shady massage business aside, the Golden Age Spa Resort is insanely posh. There's a woman in a silk black dress waiting for him on the top floor. She's got a clipboard balanced on her arm and a friendly smile on her pretty face. Welcome to the top floor, Mr. Allen, she says, and Chris can actually hear the capital letters fall into place. My name is Leah. Good morning, Leah, he mumbles, avoiding her calm gaze. You can call me Chris. She's an inch shorter than he is, with flowing black hair and big brown eyes. Chris looks at her long, blood-red nails and blushes hard enough to match them. Those are not the kind of nails that stroke people inside out. I will be your hostess today, she says, leading him down a long hallway. It's my job to make sure your stay with us is both comfortable and pleasurable. If you at any time wish to stop the proceedings, just utter your safe word. My safe word? Chris asks weakly. Leah consults her clipboard. Cinnamon? Chris stumbles over his own feet. No one knows about that but Adam. Is that not correct? Lee asks, sounding concerned all of a sudden. No. I mean, yes. Yes, that is correct, Chris says, mind reeling. It must have been Adam that set the band up to this, then. But why? How do you even know that? He asks. Your boyfriend gave it to us when he made the reservations, Leah answered with a smile. It's standard procedure. Of course, Chris mumbles, blushing to the very tips of his ears. Leah leads Chris to a huge room with panoramic windows all along the wall, offering an amazing view of the strip from above. This will be your recuperation room between sessions, Leah says. The bathroom is through that door. She points to a door on the left. And the session room is through that door. She points to the door on the right. If you shower and change into your robe, I will have breakfast sent up so that we can go through the rules in peace. Do you approve of this breakfast menu? Chris scans through the menu she shows him, including all of his favorite foods. Yeah? He says. She smiles prettily. You'd be surprised at how often significant others get it wrong. It's clearly a dismissal, and he retreats to the bathroom, locking the door behind him. There are candles lit everywhere, sending their flickering light over the white tiles of the floor and walls. Enough of them that he doesn't even have to turn on the light. A white robe is hanging above a shelf loaded with towels and other supplies, and there's an empty second shelf beneath it that he supposes is meant for his clothes. Huge mirrors cover most of the opposite wall, and he flushes at his own reflection, wondering what he's even doing here. The shower stall is huge, and right next to it, there's a bathtub on lion's feet. The toilet is set against the far wall, shielded from the mirrors with a low wall, and he's extremely grateful for that little mercy as he relieves himself, nerves making his bladder heavy. Music's pouring out of hidden speakers along the ceiling, and Chris doesn't even have to pay attention to know it could have been snatched from one of his iPod playlists. The whole thing has Adam written all over it. Since his divorce, Chris has seen Adam a handful of times, but he's talked to him on the phone for at least an hour every day, usually more. Whenever something happens in his life, Adam is the first person he calls. And more often than not, Adam is the first person he talks to in the morning and the last person he talks to at night. They are closer now than when they shared a room every night. And if Chris had actually seen Adam in person during the last few months, he's pretty sure he would have thrown himself into Adam's arms and clung without any intention of ever letting go. The whole thing is like a never-ending courtship. There's a current of more to their every conversation, but so far, it's never been articulated. Chris thinks about it while he removes his clothes, trying not to look at himself in the mirrors. Maybe this is Adam's way of asking if Chris is ready for more. But then, why did he hide behind the band without telling Chris about his own involvement? Chris told Adam about booking the appointment about 5 seconds after he'd gotten off the phone. And while Adam sounded immensely pleased, there was nothing in the conversation that let on Adam was involved in some way. The shower is amazing and has so many settings that Chris thinks he could shower here every day for a year without having tried them all. There's an arrangement of different soaps on a shelf, and Chris carefully cleans himself everywhere, biting back a slight groan when his fingers slide inside. Ever since his mind connected Adam with sex, there have been some extracurriculars involved with his masturbation. And if the thought didn't make him blush crimson, he would have bought a dildo a long time ago, because damn. He doesn't let it go anywhere now, though, and the thought of breakfast with Leah and intimate massages from an unknown makes his erection wilt while he towels himself off and puts the robe on. He's curious, excited, and terrified at the same time, nausea warring with butterflies at the pit of his stomach. Leah is seated at the table when he walks out of the bathroom. She slides to her feet easily when she spots him, though, and doesn't sit down again until Chris takes his own chair. She pours champagne into the flute beside his juice glass without asking, and Chris sips it gratefully. He's not a big drinker, so maybe a small glass of champagne will be enough to mellow his frazzled nerves. Leah talks while he eats, occasionally plucking pieces of fruit from her own plate, more to make him feel good, he thinks, than of any real desire to eat. She throws around a lot of big words, and he hums in agreement whenever he thinks his situation calls for it. The food is delicious, but he can't get much of it down, and eventually he just pushes his plate away, focusing fully on Leah. She fills up his flute again, and he sips it while she outlines the day. Apparently, there will be a number of sessions, with recuperation times in between. Leah will not be present, but there's a call button if he needs her. According to the instructions made with the reservation, he will be blindfolded throughout the session, only being allowed to remove it while resting. Lunch and dinner will be served by Leah in this room, and there's a reservation for him to stay the night in the hotel part of the spa. Chris takes all of this in without comment, wondering whether the blindfold will make things easier or not. It's just like Adam to think of something like that, hoping that being blinded will help keep Chris focused on feeling instead of thinking too much. She repeats that his safe word will immediately end the proceedings, but she doesn't mention if that means they'll be watched. He thinks of asking, but then he realizes he really doesn't want to know. "Have a good day, Chris," Leah says eventually, getting up to leave. "The first session will start when you put your blindfold on." Chris nods and empties the last of his champagne, watching the sway of her hips as she leaves the room, without particular interest. He realizes he never asked if his masseur would be male or female, but he doesn't really think he has to. He's willing to bet his career on it being a guy. Chris drinks one more flute of champagne, contemplating the blindfold glaring at him from the table. It looks like one of those sleep masks Katie used to wear when flying, and he's willing to bet it's snug enough to not let him get the slightest peek of his masseur. It's probably better that way, he decides, and empties the last of the champagne, grabbing the mask with a certain sense of dread. Chris only has to wait a moment in darkness before he hears a door opening and the sound of someone approaching across the floor. He almost yells out his safe word at the top of his lungs, but manages to temper his nerves at the very last instant. A gentle hand guides him up from the chair and carefully leads him across the floor. The plush rug gives way to tempered tiles as they cross the threshold to the session room, and he sucks in a breath. He's really going to do this. The masseur leads him further into the room that is pleasantly temperate and makes him stop with a hand on his shoulder. Chris stands absolutely still while the robe is slid from his shoulders, a blush climbing up his cheeks. Then he's being guided forward to a table, and with some undignified fumbling that probably looks hilarious, he manages to climb onto it, lying down on his stomach with his face fitted into the customary hole. His skin brushes against soft terry cloth from mid-chest to his knees, and the implication of that makes him blush again. He hears the masseur moving around the room, clinking with a bottle, and then something warm is drizzled over his back, making goosebumps rise all over his skin. The fluid is joined by warm, strong hands, and Chris no longer doubts that his masseur is male. He's tense at first, muscles knotting under the gentle hands massaging his skin, but then he starts to relax. The touch is strangely familiar, yet brand new. And it feels so good to have all the knots and kinks worked out of his shoulders, back, arms, and legs, that he almost forgets what the massage is really about. He makes a pleased little sound when the magic hands move to massage his ass cheeks and the very tops of the back of his thighs, not even embarrassed about the way he's getting hard. That is until the silent masseur guides him to lie on his back, and Chris's erection becomes blatantly obvious. He flushes bright red, but his erection doesn't wilt in the slightest when warm oil is poured over his chest and those magic hands come back. He has no idea how long he's been lying on the table, sure strong hands working him over from neck to feet and over again, carefully skirting the erection that rests heavy against his stomach. Then he's guided onto his stomach again, and he can't help the groan that escapes when his cock brushes against the softness of the terry cloth. The masseur doesn't falter. He just adds more oil and goes back to rubbing pleasure into Chris's skin. Chris bites down on his lower lip and grabs the edges of the table, hips rocking against the terry cloth of their own volition. The masseur slides his hands down low, rubbing slick and firm over Chris's ass cheeks, aiding his slow rocking with gentle pushes against his hips. Chris groans, his breath picking up speed, while his hands curl hard around the table. The masseur makes him spread his legs wider, thumbs dipping in between his thighs with hypnotic circular motions that make Chris strike his hips harder against the table. He moans, trying to find leverage to thrust harder, but his skin is slick with the oil, sliding useless against the surface of the table. Getting on his knees only takes the pressure off his cock, happily snuggled between his slick stomach and the thick warmth of the terry cloth, and now leaking pre-cum to add to the mess. The masseur slides his hands up to Chris's ass again, dipping his thumbs in between Chris's cheeks, spreading him wide. "Yes," Chris gasps, shameless in the darkness. "Yes, please." The masseur doesn't respond, but he uses his firm grip on Chris's ass to rock him against the table, the very tops of his thumbs circling over Chris's opening in a maddening way. Chris's moans build to a crescendo, and he starts to feel hot all over, hips twitching and jerking underneath the masseur's guiding hands. Then his hips drag hard against the table one last time, and he's coming with a shout that's too loud in the silent room, his cock pumping slickness into the cloth and onto his stomach. Chris gasps for breath, already turning beet red. He can't believe he just came from rubbing against a towel. He hasn't done that sort of thing since he was 15. The masseur doesn't give him time to feel bad, though. He just starts over with a gentle massage of Chris's back, working him over until he's relaxed on the table, heartbeat slowing down. Once Chris is so relaxed he's boneless with it, the masseur guides him up to sit on his knees and slides onto the table behind him. Chris lets his head loll against the masseur's shoulder, his cock slowly swelling when he recognizes the scent of Adam's cologne. The masseur slowly runs a damp cloth over Chris's chest and down between his legs, cleaning up the mess he made earlier. Chris gasps when the plush cloth wraps around his cock, gently teasing him to full hardness with slow, leisurely strokes. Then the cloth is put away, and the masseur shifts him so that he's straddling the table, with his back against the masseur's clothed chest. Those clever hands wrap around him from behind, working more oil into the still slick skin of his chest. He moans when the masseur starts paying attention to his nipples, rubbing and pulling at them until they're hard little peaks under his fingers. Chris reaches back to hold onto the masseur's thighs, the soft cotton of his pants bunching under Chris's fingers, and he wants to push back, feel if the masseur is as hard as he is. The masseur slides his hands down over Chris's stomach to rub oil into the silky skin on the inside of his thighs, making Chris's cock throb with need. "Feels so good," Chris slurs, rubbing his head against the masseur's shoulders. "Don't stop." One hand slides between Chris's leg to cup his balls, gently pulling on them until Chris arches his back, cock dribbling pre-cum onto his stomach. "Oh," he gasps. "Oh, fuck." The masseur moves his other hand to press against Chris's stomach, rubbing circles into his skin just above the base of his cock, while the other keeps up its gentle squeeze and release on Chris's balls. The back of the masseur's hand brushes against Chris's cock with a slow massage of his stomach, and he shudders, breath coming out harsh and keening. He moves one of his hands from the masseur's thigh to slide it on top of the hand on his stomach, making it press harder, his happy trail crinkling under the masseur's warm palm. He doesn't know if it's allowed, and he doesn't care if it isn't. His entire world is focused on those hands on his skin and his cock throbbing between them. "God," he groans. "You have to. I'm... fuck." The masseur guides Chris's hand up to his chest, to his nipples, and Chris doesn't need more encouragement than that, pinching one of the tight nubs between his fingers with a shaky moan, while the masseur slides his hand back down Chris's stomach. Chris's blood is on fire. Nothing exists beyond the thundering beat of his heart and the harsh pants of his breath. He feels as if he's been hanging on the edge forever, cock aching with its need for release. Then the masseur lifts his hand to rub his fingertips over the underside of Chris's cock, and that's all it takes for him to come, digging his fingers into the masseur's thigh while his mouth opens on a soundless scream. The masseur slides his fingertips over Chris's cockhead, smearing his cum around, before sliding down again to tease at the nerves just below it. "Oh," Oh, Chris moans, completely senseless. Oh God, don't. Oh. His entire body quakes with the aftershocks, heart bouncing against his rib cage. And when it's finally over, he collapses against the masseur's chest, trying to catch his breath. The masseur gently wraps his arms around Chris's waist, just holding him close for a while. But Chris can hear the way his heart trips and feels his too fast breathing against his cheek. If you need to, you can. Chris trails off, not sure how to phrase it. The masseur stiffens, his breath catching, and Chris almost apologizes. But then one of the masseur's hands scrambles in between them, knuckles hitting against Chris's back as he pulls at his pants. If Chris wasn't so blissed out, he would offer to help. But the masseur doesn't seem to need his input, knuckles brushing him with every frantic stroke. His breath grows louder and heavier, catching on breathy little moans, and it's the sexiest thing Chris has ever heard. It doesn't take many minutes, maybe not even one, for the masseur to come, body shuddering against Chris's back while his cum splatters hot over Chris's skin. Chris shivers with him, cock twitching limply, and he turns his head to nuzzle against the masseur's neck, letting Adam's cologne fill his senses. If only. After the masseur's quick jerk off, Chris is led back to the recuperation room, and his head spins when he removes the blindfold, blinking against the sudden light. The table has been cleared, and there's no sign of Leah, so he stumbles into the bathroom for a much-needed shower. This time he meets his own eyes in the foggy mirrors, image softened and distorted. He feels different, lighter somehow, despite the lethargic heaviness of his body. A new robe has been hung on the wall, and he shrugs it on, discarding the old one made sticky by the mess on his skin in what he supposes is the clothes hamper. Leah is waiting for him when he comes back into the recuperation room, and he promptly blushes crimson. She just smiles at the sight of him, though, gesturing toward a tray set on the table. "I brought you a snack," she says. "Massage sessions can be tiring." "Thank you," Chris mumbles, still blushing. "Are you finding the arrangement to your satisfaction so far?" Chris nods, avoiding her gaze. She seems like a cool woman, but he really doesn't want to discuss having orgasms. Not with her, not with anyone. "Good," she says, smiling. "I'll leave you to rest then. If you need anything, don't be afraid to call. The second session will begin when you put your blindfold on again." Chris notices that there's a new blindfold on the table, which is a good thing because he must have accidentally thrown the other one into the laundry with his robe. He takes a seat at the table and eats way more of the snack than he thought he'd be capable of, turning the details of the first session over and over in his mind. A glance at the clock tells him it's close to noon and that the first session lasted much longer than he thought it had, almost 3 hours. Out here in the real world, it's hard to imagine all of that just happened, and if it wasn't for the sated lethargy in his bones, he would have thought it was all a dream. Before, Chris only ever slept with one person, Katie, and their sex life was not exactly what he'd call adventurous. Chris always suspected Katie considered sex more of a chore than a pleasure, and while he tried his best to be a good lover, he's pretty sure he failed. Looking back, it was probably the first sign they weren't meant to be. They had the love, but they never really managed the attraction. After the snack, he lies down on the Asian-style bed set against the far wall for a much-needed nap. If he's going to survive a whole day of this, he needs to preserve his strength. He wakes up maybe half an hour later, feeling rejuvenated and happy. And this time, he doesn't hesitate before sliding the blindfold over his eyes, cock already pleasantly heavy between his legs. The second session begins like the first, with the masseur taking the robe off his shoulders and guiding him to the table. The way he hugs Chris tight for a moment before letting him slide onto it is new, though. But at the same time, it's so familiar and safe that Chris decides to let go of the last vestiges of his modesty. He doesn't need it here. It's with a newfound peace that he stretches out on the table, letting the masseur's magic hands push the last lingering tension out of his muscles. The table is wider and longer than a normal massage table, and Chris appreciates the extra space, spreading his arms out wide. He feels more secure this time. He trusts the masseur not to let him fall. He doesn't know how much time has passed when the masseur guides him onto his back, exposing his swollen cock to the masseur's eye. He doesn't blush this time, though. He just hums with pleasure when the masseur starts working on his chest again. By the time the masseur is moving up his legs, Chris is slowly writhing against the table, hips twitching against nothing. This time, the masseur doesn't avoid Chris's cock. Instead, he wraps his oil-slicked hands around the head, knotting them together. Chris groans, hips arching up off the table, and when the masseur doesn't stop him, he keeps thrusting up, slick heels trying to find perches against the table. "Oh, God," Chris moans, struggling to thrust harder, faster. "Oh, fuck." The masseur tightens his hands and finally starts helping Chris out, moving his joined hands up and down with long, sure strokes. Chris's hands flail across the table, trying to find something, anything, to hold on to, until he finally grabs the edges of the towel, balling it up in his fists. He can feel his orgasm beginning at the base of his spine, arms and legs already tingling with it, and he scrambles to thrust up, almost mindless with pleasure. Then the masseur slides his joined hands to rest against Chris's stomach, still gripping the base of his cock, with his elbows pressed against Chris's thighs, and touches his tongue to Chris's cockhead. Chris shudders all over, the raspy slickness of the masseur's tongue completely unexpected. "Oh, God!" he almost shouts, hips jerking, when the masseur starts licking at him, tongue sweeping over the head, over and over. "Please, please, please, please." The masseur slides his mouth over the head of Chris's dick, rubbing his tongue against the underside while he starts working the shaft with his hands again. It takes about 5 seconds for Chris to come, spilling to the hot wetness of the masseur's mouth, over and over again, until he's writhing with it, making tiny, pained little noises. The masseur lets him go then, bending forward to press kisses into Chris's stomach, licking at his skin. He makes breathy little noises, and Chris shifts one of his legs to feel the masseur's hand working between his own thighs. "Come on me," Chris demands hoarsely, and the masseur is up and moving before Chris has even finished speaking. He straddles Chris, one hand brushing against Chris's shoulder and his knees pressed against Chris's thighs. Chris slides his hands up to cup the masseur's slim hips, spreading his fingers over the swell of his ass. The masseur jerks under Chris's fingers, and then his cum is splattering over Chris's chest in searing lines, a choke-backed moan escaping his lips. Chris reaches down to smear the cum over his chest, rubbing it into his skin as if he's been branded. "Fuck," the masseur whispers, and something stirs at the back of Chris's mind. Then he's bending down, licking over Chris's chest and fingers, swiping the cum from his skin. Chris feels glorious, dirty and carefree, and when the masseur nudges on his hips, he happily rolls over onto his stomach, pushing himself up on hands and knees so that the masseur ends up straddling him. The masseur chuckles, pressing a kiss against the nape of Chris's neck, before moving downwards, kissing a line down Chris's spine. He pulls back when he reaches the top of Chris's ass, pressing one last kiss against one of his cheeks, and a moment later, Chris hears bottles clinking together. He tenses when something is poured on the exposed crack of his ass, but then he relaxes, shivering when it slowly runs down to drip from his balls. The masseur presses a hand between Chris's shoulder blades until he gets the hint, sliding down to rest on his elbows, leaving his ass even more exposed. The masseur slowly caresses the back of Chris's thighs, sliding his hands up to spread Chris's cheeks even wider. It feels strangely liberating to be this exposed, and he doesn't feel awkward. He just feels wanted. He stiffens for a second at the first brush of a slick finger over his hole, but then he relaxes, humming encouragement when the masseur starts massaging his opening in slow, maddening circles. The masseur is keeping his cheeks spread while he rubs his thumb slowly around the rim of Chris's opening, gently pressing against it now and again, but not enough for his fingers to actually slip inside. Chris hides his flushed face in the crook of his arms, breath already quickening. He's only ever touched himself there, and this feels entirely different. Hips jerking helplessly whenever the masseur presses his thumb against the opening, almost but not quite slipping inside. He starts talking without even meaning to, an endless stream of filthy nonsense as he rocks into the maddening touch. The masseur bends closer, blowing air over Chris's hole, and he jerks, keening low in his throat. Then the fingers are joined by the masseur's tongue, swiping wet and raspy across Chris's skin, and he moans, loud enough for the sound to reverberate off the walls. He loses all sense of time after that, tongue and fingers rubbing over him and into him until he's a sobbing mess, cock arching hard and throbbing towards his stomach. He babbles, begs, and pleads, reaching out to grab the edges of the table, pushing his ass into the masseur's face, completely shameless. Soon the masseur is working him open with three fingers, rubbing him inside out, while his tongue worms around the rim, occasionally slipping in with his fingers. Chris can't stop shivering, rubbing his sweaty face against the table, his breath coming out in hitched sobs. He's never felt anything like it. Every nerve ending is aflame with pleasure, and he feels too exposed, and not exposed enough at the same time. His sweaty knees slip against the table as he tries to push back harder, wordlessly begging for more. Suddenly he's pulled up to rest on his knees, the masseur's fingers still buried inside him, while his other hand slides across Chris's slick chest to hug him close. Oh God, Chris moans, hand flailing around until he reaches behind him to grab the masseur's t-shirt, fisting it between his fingers. The new position gives him more leverage, and he shamelessly fucks himself on the masseur's fingers, lifting up fast and sinking down hard. His thighs quiver with the strain, and his entire body is arched into a tight bow, but he can't stop moving, breath so rapid and harsh by now, his head is spinning from a lack of oxygen. Then the masseur curls his fingers inside Chris, rubbing hard against that magic spot inside him, and Chris comes so hard he literally sees stars bursting before his eyes. He's never come untouched before, and it's different. It starts deeper and goes on longer, cock jerking hard against his stomach, while the masseur keeps fucking his fingers into him, lips pressed against Chris's shoulder. He feels empty when the masseur pulls his fingers out, and he sags against the arm across his chest, completely boneless. He falls forward, dragging the masseur with him, until he ends up stomach first on the table, with the masseur's sizable erection fitted into the cleft of his ass. The masseur moves to shift off him, his hand moving between them to pull at his pants. No. Like this, Chris murmurs, pushing his ass up to fit against the masseur's cock again. The masseur moans against his ear, pulling his pants down just enough to be able to slide his cock between Chris's cheeks, rocking against him. Yeah, Chris sighs, spreading his legs wider, lifting his ass up. Just like that. It feels wonderfully dirty to have the masseur's big, slick cock rubbing against his skin, and he wants to feel it inside him so much he can almost taste it. He never understood people wanting to be fucked before, but now he does. It's like there's this hollow, longing ache inside him, begging to be filled. The masseur gasps against Chris's ear, his hips stuttering, and Chris pushes up harder, helping him along. Feels so good, he murmurs. The masseur reaches down to grasp Chris's hips, pulling him into his short, jerky thrusts. It feels amazing, the slick head of the masseur's cock rubbing over Chris's opening with every shift of his hips. I want you inside me, Chris groans. The masseur comes, adding to the slickness running down Chris's cleft, and Chris moans with him, cock jerking feebly between his legs. The masseur collapses beside Chris, trying to catch his breath, and Chris snuggles up to him, burying his face against the masseur's shoulder. The blindfold is sweaty and gross over his eyes, and he wants to rip it off to see if the skin under his lips is as freckled as he thinks it is. He doesn't, though, and when the masseur leads him back to the recuperation room, he doesn't even try to sneak a peek. Maybe not knowing for sure is better. Lee is waiting for him after his shower, with lunch set up on the table. Chris shuffles over to the chair and sinks into it, almost too drained to eat. She laughs, soft and sweet, and reaches over to pet his shoulder. "I'm not even going to ask this time," she says. Chris flushes slightly and reaches for the fork. He's going to need food if he's going to survive the third session. Leah looks at him for a moment longer, and then she slides up from her chair. "Call me if you need me," she says, and then she's gone. Chris eats, chewing and swallowing mechanically, without even tasting the food. He's sure it's delicious, but he's so tired he can hardly even think. He keeps going back to his certainty that the masseur is Adam. On some level, he suspected it since the very beginning. The way Leah casually referred to his boyfriend fits with what Chris had read on the homepage. The Lose Your Inhibitions package is geared towards couples, more like a really expensive role play than the shady massage business Chris thought it was. He didn't think too much of it at the time, figuring the information on the homepage wasn't telling the whole story. But in his mind, it's starting to make sense now. If Chris had gotten the gift card from Adam, he would have probably been way too wary and embarrassed to use it. But with the band as a middleman, Adam managed to make it a lot less shady. There's really only one way to be sure without actually ripping his blindfold off. He goes into the bathroom and gets his phone, sending a quick text off to Brad. Does Adam know how to give massages? Like, professionally? The answer comes within seconds. Brad is very attached to his phone. Oh yes, boy's got magic hands. Chris laughs and pushes his phone across the table, mind spinning with possibilities. He doesn't really understand why Adam would go to such lengths to get Chris at his mercy, when he would only have needed to ask. Chris turns that over in his head while he sinks down onto the bed for a much-needed nap. He wonders if Adam will reveal himself at some point, or if he means to keep Chris guessing. Things just got a whole lot more complicated. Chris dreams that he's back in the Idol Mansion with Adam, lying together on Adam's bed as they so often did. But in his dreams, he's snuggled up to Adam's side, rubbing off against Adam's hip while Adam talks. Adam doesn't even seem to notice, hands waving in the air while Chris gasps and moans against his shoulder, thrusting against him with short, jerky motions. He wakes up with his orgasm, not entirely surprised to find his blindfold back on and a mouth wrapped around his dick. Apparently, the masseur got impatient and decided to come to him. He sinks back onto the pillows with a groan, reaching down to sink his fingers into Adam's hair, needing to make sure it's still Adam. He almost freaks out because the hair underneath his fingers is shorter than he expected. But then he remembers Adam telling him about getting a haircut. "I had such an odd dream," Chris murmurs, running his fingers through Adam's hair. Adam makes a pleased little sound, settling down with his head against Chris's hips, apparently waiting for the story. Chris lets his hand slip down for a moment, the back of his knuckles brushing against Adam's ear. And he smiles to himself when Adam's earrings slide against his skin. He was right. "I was with a friend of mine," he says, pretending he doesn't know who Adam is. He wants this to play out the way Adam intended. "We were lying together on his bed, and I was rubbing off against his hip. He didn't even seem to notice, talking about some song he wanted to cover. So weird." Adam presses a kiss against Chris's hip, and Chris wonders how much it's killing him not to talk. Adam's one of the chattiest people Chris has ever met. And now he's being forced to be silent for most of the day. Chris winds Adam's hair around his fingers. It's just long enough at the top of his head, and he tugs lightly. Adam comes easily, crawling up Chris's body to collapse beside him, and Chris snuggles into him, the position oddly similar to his dream. He slowly trails a hand down over Adam's chest, hiding his smile against Adam's shoulder when Adam sucks his stomach in. The cotton of his t-shirt is ridiculously soft, and underneath it, Adam's skin burns like a furnace, heating up Chris's palm. In Chris's mind, the t-shirt is white. He wonders if that's true. He hesitates for a second when his fingers reach the waistband of Adam's pants, idly scratching at the slip of skin he finds there. But then he moves his hand lower to cup Adam's bulge. Adam sucks in a breath, hips twitching, and Chris grins, rubbing his palm against the length of Adam's dick. It's arched up against Adam's stomach, tenting his loose pants considerably, and Chris doesn't ever want to stop touching it. The fabric is damp around the head, slick with pre-cum, and Chris rubs his fingers over it, drawing a shaky moan from Adam's lips. Chris has never touched someone else's cock before, and he takes his time, exploring it through the sinfully thin cotton of Adam's pants. It's bigger than his, thick and long, and it curves harder, but that just might be the pants. Adam also seems to have considerably more pre-cum action, the wet spot growing larger with every curious swipe of Chris's hand. Adam's breath is shaky and stuttering, as if he's trying, but failing, to not make noise. His hips keep twitching up against Chris's hand, even though Chris can tell he's holding himself tight as a bowstring, trying to control himself. Chris slides his hand under the waistband, finally touching Adam's silky skin for real. He's so hard, it ought to be painful. His cock like steel against Chris's fingers. The urge to taste is sudden and unexpected, but Chris is not going to hold back now. He impatiently pushes the pants down to bunch underneath Adam's heavy balls and crawls down Adam's body. Adam's breath hitches and ends on a moan when Chris reaches his destination, eagerly licking across the head. It tastes weird, salty and kind of bitter, but it's not enough to put Chris off, tongue dipping out again and again. Adam's really losing his composure now, hips pushing up while choked off moans spill from his lips. And Chris wants to feel him come apart. He shifts around so that he's kneeling between Adam's legs, one hand wrapped around the base while he carefully covers his teeth with his lips and slides his mouth over the head. Adam comes before Chris has even gotten a chance to try sucking, the first jet of cum taking him completely by surprise. He pulls off, and the next burst of cum smears across his face while he swallows. Adam's writhing underneath his hands, making an unholy lot of noise, and there's no way Chris would ever mistake that voice. He gathers his wits enough to jerk Adam through the aftershocks while he licks the cum from around his mouth. The taste isn't even unpleasant. Then he's being manhandled up the bed, and Adam rolls on top of him, stealing the air from Chris's lungs with a demanding kiss. He kisses back, giving as good as he gets, and soon they're writhing against each other, nipping and sucking at each other's mouths. It's everything Chris thought kissing Adam would be, and then some. Every swipe of Adam's tongue setting his blood on fire. He sinks his fingers into Adam's hair, keeping him close, while Adam gentles the kiss, taking his time to fully explore Chris's mouth. Adam rolls them over on their side, pulling one of Chris's legs up over his hip without breaking the kiss. Chris fits himself closer and groans when Adam slides a hand down to cup his ass. Adam pulls his hand away, fumbling across the bed, and Chris moans when he hears the snick of a cap being popped open. Adam's fingers are slick when they return, sliding in between Chris's ass cheeks, and Chris does his best to spread his legs wider. Adam doesn't tease this time, sliding one long finger into Chris without preamble. "Fuck," Chris curses against Adam's mouth. One finger becomes two, then three. Adam pulling back for more lube in between, until Chris is so slick he's almost squelching with it, hips rocking into Adam's hand. Then Chris finds himself on his back again, legs spread wide open, while Adam fits a pillow under his hips. He hears the crinkle of a condom wrapper and Adam's choked back groan that probably means he's putting it on. Then Adam is back on top of him, fingers sliding back into Chris's body. "Oh," Chris groans, hips lifting up. "Oh, yes, there." Adam chuckles, mouthing kisses all over Chris's face, while he keeps rubbing his fingers in deep, hitting the spot every now and then, almost like an afterthought. "Please," Chris begs. "Please, please, please, Adam, please." Adam stiffens, with his fingers still buried deep inside Chris's body, and Chris hardly dares to breathe. Then Adam's reaching up, pulling the blindfold away, and Chris squints against the sudden light. Adam slowly swims into focus, blue eyes wide and vulnerable, waiting for Chris to speak. He's so gorgeous, he takes Chris's breath away. Eyeliner smudged around his eyes and cheeks flushed. His hair a complete mess from where Chris's fingers have been pulling on it, and his lips are swollen and red. Chris doesn't think he's ever seen Adam look so naked, face stripped bare before Chris's eyes, and he tries to find enough breath to speak. "If you don't fuck me right now, I will kill you," he manages, squirming on Adam's fingers. Adam's eyes grow wider for a moment, and then he bursts out laughing, bending forward to press his mouth against Chris's skin. "In a minute, baby," he promises, voice rough. "I kind of lost my erection for a moment there." Chris's startled laugh turns into a moan when Adam shifts his fingers, sliding them out, only to push back in, hitting Chris just right. "God, baby," Adam murmurs, pressing kisses all over Chris's face. "I've been so fucking scared today. It was just supposed to be a bit of fun, but then I couldn't, and you were so fucking gorgeous, and I thought for sure I fucked everything up." If he wants Chris to have some input in this conversation that isn't just random encouraging noises, he better stop doing that thing with his fingers. He turns his head into Adam's kisses, pressing their mouths together, hoping to say it with a kiss instead. "Okay, yeah," Adam says when they break apart. "No need for Viagra just yet." Chris bites down on his lower lip, spreading his legs wider. Later, he's going to need a moment to align everything right in his head. But right now, he really, really just wants Adam to fuck him. Adam finally seems to be getting with the program, grabbing a condom and tearing it open with his teeth. Chris is pretty sure he's already wearing one, but he's not going to protest if that means any more delay. He's already shaking apart, and if Adam doesn't hurry, Chris will miss the main act. Adam pulls one condom off and slides the other on with a one-handed move that's really quite impressive. Then he slicks himself up with a ridiculous amount of lube, eyes fluttering closed for a moment, before moving closer, his body blocking Chris's view of the proceedings. It's probably just as well, because Chris isn't sure he could stomach actually seeing Adam slide into him without coming all over himself. Then Adam slides his fingers out and fits himself to Chris's opening, looking down at him with searching eyes. "It's probably going to be uncomfortable at first," he warns, pushing forward slightly, "but it'll get better, okay?" "Okay," Chris manages, sliding his arms around Adam's back. "I'm ready." "Take a deep breath for me," Adam instructs. Chris sucks in a breath. "Now breathe out slowly," Adam murmurs, pushing forward. Chris lets the breath out through his teeth while Adam slides into him. It's too big and too much, yet he never wants it to stop. It burns slightly, but not as much as Chris expected, and the slack-jawed look on Adam's face makes it more than worth it. Adam doesn't stop until he bottoms out, hips pressed flush against Chris's ass, and then he just stays there, sucking in rapid breaths. Chris can feel Adam's arms trembling against his sides, and he shifts slightly, trying to get used to the overwhelming fullness. "Oh, God," Adam groans. "You have to keep still, baby." Chris doesn't want to be still. Squirming feels absolutely amazing, and he does it again, shifting Adam inside of him. "Fuck," Adam curses and starts thrusting, sliding down on his elbows to curl his hand around Chris's shoulders. It feels so good, Chris can't even breathe, better than he ever imagined. Adam's fingers were nothing compared to the slick, hard length of Adam's cock. He pulls his legs up, wrapping them around Adam's back, urging him on with his heels. Things go hazy after that, time losing all meaning while Adam pounds into him, sending waves of crazy pleasure through his system. Chris didn't know sex could be this good, and he tries to tell Adam, but he's pretty sure none of the words spilling from his lips make sense. He digs his fingers into Adam's back and mashes his mouth against Adam's, trying but failing to kiss him between his breathless moans. He feels completely wrecked, overwhelmed with pleasure. Adam keeps up a running commentary on how precious, beautiful, special, amazing Chris is. Words tumbling endlessly from his tongue to make up for his day of silence. And it's that, more than anything, that finally pushes Chris over the edge. His vision blurring and his cock jerking hard with his most intense orgasm of the day. Adam follows moments after him, as if he were just waiting for Chris to come first, moaning his release against Chris's mouth. Chris forces his eyes open to watch Adam come apart above him. He's sweaty, flushed, and gross, but he's still the most beautiful thing that Chris has ever seen. Then Adam's arms give out, and he collapses on top of Chris, panting into his shoulders. He's heavy, and it takes a moment for Chris to adjust, but then he wraps his arms tight around Adam, keeping him close. It feels as if Adam's weight is keeping him grounded, as if he might float away if he didn't have Adam to anchor him. Adam rolls off him, and Chris groans weakly when he pulls out, feeling empty all of a sudden. "Shh," Adam whispers, pulling on Chris to rest against his chest. "It's okay." Chris clings, wrapping arms and legs around Adam's body. He's never letting go again. "Shh," Adam whispers again, threading his fingers through Chris's hair. "I'm here, baby." Chris lets his eyes slip shut and focuses on breathing. He feels high, floaty, and spaced out, muscles twitching randomly. But Adam's soft, careful hands are bringing him down, grounding him. The only thing Chris can think is that he's never going to let Adam go again. But when he tries to tell him, the words come out an unintelligible babble, and Adam just shushes him again, fingers still stroking soft and slow over Chris's skin. The last thing Chris hears before sleep claims him is Adam's whispered, "I love you." The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Adam Addict RH for purchasing me at the Hoopla Magnet charity auction to raise money for Adam's birthday charity. And thank you too to Jayhawk for permission to record this fic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at jayhawk-fic.livejournal.com/70642.html. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at pedicaproductions.com. Thanks for listening!